Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. It's about an election.
You work with who?
I'm sorry?
You working with who?
National Opinion Survey. It's about the election next year, the 2024 election. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will definitely vote, 100%.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you race?
I don't think race is an issue with anybody anymore.
Okay. And please, rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, I would say 10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would say independent.
Thank you.
So I'm actually registered other.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now, Mom, what specifically makes you say that? I just need something real quick because I have to write it down. Something specifically that you're saying that is very dissatisfied. Just one thing.
Specifically, the lack of any border security.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And which are the following issues are most important to you in the next year of congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Just give me two choices. There's a few, but I only need two. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, healthcare costs, inflation, and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change, and environmental issues.
Yes. Well, you sure hit a whole gamut of people there, so I'll pick two, and border security,
okay,
and shrinking the size of our government and lowering taxes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, border security.
I never do these, by the way, so.
No? Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You don't know what it means to us, because it's actually how this is going to be a success, is through people sharing their opinion. You said immigration, border security, and what was the other one? Oh, the
shrinking of the government.
Shrinking of the government,
yes.
Yes, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of the government. Right, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done with the United States Supreme Court?
Supreme Court, I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse. Does anybody think it's getting better, really? My goodness.
Now I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Things are getting better if you turn off the news.
Okay. And how often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
There's so many facets to that. Not often.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say that you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And would you say that you have more rights, the same rights or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I would have the same rights as other people in this country.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know and move on to the next one. Kamala Harris.
Okay, so
Harris.
100 was favorable and 0 was unfavorable. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And 50 means
okay.
That you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Kamala Got Harris.
That idiot? Can you go below 0?
No, unfortunately, 0 is from 0 to 100.
Zero is the most unfavorable for Kamala Harris. Yeah. My God.
0 means that that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How do you feel about them?
The Leadership Conference? I've never heard of it.
Okay, never heard of it. That will be a 102. Thank you.
Okay,
and
sure.
The Democratic Party. How do you feel about them?
It's a sliding scale. You know, I'd have to say 0 because there's nothing I approve with on
okay.
The Democrats.
No problem. Taylor Swift.
She's a singer, I believe, very popular and a rich
yes,
person.
Yes, she's a singer.
Yes. How do I feel about her?
Yeah, if you have no opinion, that's fine too.
I could say that was 50%. I think.
Okay.
She's a notable person. I don't know anything about her though.
Okay, 50 sounds good. The NAACP.
I don't have any relation with the NAACP. I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. 101. And now, Ron DeSantis.
50%. 70%.
Thank you. And Donald Trump.
I think of Donald Trump 70%. It's about the same as DeSantis at this point.
Okay, thank you. How about Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but the election for president, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
I am not worried at all.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
Minorities. I'm sorry. I didn't understand you.
Yeah, minorities. It's hard for me to say that. How do you say
minority. You said it correctly.
Minorities. Okay. They have the same access to economic opportunities as white people?
Yes, I do. We have Obama, president of the United States, he's a black man, so I agree they have the same opportunities.
Okay. And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. How about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm sorry, say the question again?
Yes, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you agree or disagree?
You have to specify legal immigrants or illegal immigrants.
It doesn't say either legal or illegal. It just says immigrants contribute more to America than they take. So I would imagine they mean legal immigrants.
I would imagine, too. They contribute more than they take.
Than they take. So it could be also illegal immigrants. So it could be either or.
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, that question should specify. I mean, if it's...
Because
I'm going to assume it assumes all immigrants, legal or not. So they do take more than they give.
They contribute more to America than they take.
They take more from America than they give. Maybe I answered that backwards.
No, what they're saying is that, I'm not sure, but I think they're mostly talking about illegal immigrants, because legal immigrants, they stay there. Illegal immigrants, they just go back. But I think what they're trying to say here is, if I understand it correctly, is that they pay into it, but they don't take, you know, I mean, they come to work. I think that's what they mean. So what they're saying is that immigrants contribute more to America by giving, you know, they pay for certain things and they don't take they don't have the benefit for than they take. I think that's what it's talking about.
Yeah, that's a difficult question.
Do you agree
question,
or
right?
disagree?
I think I disagree with that one.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree?
Of minorities.
To protect the civil and human rights.
The civil and human rights of minorities.
Yes, sir. Do you agree or disagree?
So a minority could be race, religion, sex.
Yeah, it could be anything that is a minority, like the blacks, the Latino population, the Chinese population, anything that is a minority, yes.
Yeah, anything that's a minority.
Yes. Relations, too, because there's some minorities.
No, I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. Okay. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose. Race,
thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you.
That should not even be a question.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our schools, libraries can carry. That's statement A. Statement B. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black, and LGBTQ plus. Which statement do you believe is you agree with
more? The first statement.
The statement A?
A, yes.
Okay, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, and 5 means that you think is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it's important at all. You can use a number between 0 to 10. A fair and equitable court system. 0 to 10.
A fair and equitable court system? 10.
Yes, sir. 10. Thank you. How about quality K through 12 education?
Oh, absolutely 10.
Thank you. Secure borders.
An 11.
But I get your point. traditional family values.
Yes, traditional family values are lost in this country. You're 10.
Thank you. Religious freedom.
Absolutely, as a God-given right. That should also be 10.
Thank you. Free and fair elections.
God, can we have that anymore? It should be 10.
Thank you. A strong military.
Lots of 10s here, yes, sir.
Which one?
Oh, 10, yes.
Thank you. Affordable health care.
Affordable health care. I'll go 8.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states, while your own rights may be not at risk yet. This is a slippery slope, and we don't stand up. If we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you agree or disagree? 0 to 10.
Let's say 8.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Do you agree or disagree, Ron? 0 to 10.
There's so many questions for the questions. I'll just middle road 5.
5, thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10. I know you already told me, but they're saying sometimes people change their minds.
Even during your survey, I am still 10, extremely motivated.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We are done. We only have a couple more questions. What was the last grade that you completed?
I'm sorry, the last grade?
Yeah, the high school, college.
I would have 18 years of education.
Do you have a college? Are you a college graduate? A BA?
Yes. I have a master's degree.
Okay. Oh, you said 18 years, so master's degree. Okay, postgraduate. Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married 25 years.
Thank you. God bless you. Do you have any children 18 years or age or younger living in your household?
I do not.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or
Never.
More? Every week? I'm sorry?
Zero.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? This is the last question. Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban, suburban, or rural? It's suburban.
Thank you. You've been great. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Oh, there's one more. There's one more.
I must say, let me ask you a question. Where are you in the world right now?
But hold on. Then one more question. I'm sorry. I thought that was the last
yes,
one. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I
know you're. I know the answer, but I got to read it to you. And
that's
and
fine. No, I do not.
Okay.
And yeah, that's crazy. But just besides the question, just out of curiosity, where I'm sitting in Las Vegas right now. Where are you?
Florida, Miami.
You're in Miami. Oh, I can't wait to go home. I live in Florida, so.
Oh, no kidding. Where
at?
Where are you from?
Port St. Lucie.
Oh, okay. I used to live in Daytona.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now in Miami,
Yeah, Miami's getting crazy, though. I appreciate it. Hey, good luck. I know your job is very hard because I usually hang up on all
I know. If we have people like you that are willing to participate, it will be a lot easier. But you won't believe how many, this is a struggle just to get them to, and actually it's just some questions, it's an opinion research. It's not a wrong or right answer. It's just an opinion so that we, and the opinion matters a lot to the success of the research.
I agree, and let me compliment you. I have to guess your tone of voice and your demeanor is the only reason that I stayed on the call. So thank you for doing a good job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Are we all set?
And good luck in Las Vegas. Don't be betting your whole paycheck over there.
You
gamble?
I found out gambling long ago. I don't like it because winning is a very bad feeling because you want to do it again.
It's addictive.
I don't gamble, but you know what? I buy a $2 lottery ticket because I like to dream about that. And somebody in Florida won that big Powerball, so that's great for them.
Well,
anyway.
Thank you again, sir. You have a great
nice
night.
Talking to you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.